Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, from the Innocent Age album. One of the greatest albums of all time. It's a double album, Innocent Age. I encourage you to check it out. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. It's just you and me. Thanks for being part of my day. I've got a little bit more I want to say about some things. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Thinking of U.S. presidents, thinking of American presidents, almost everyone in recent memory who was reelected has had a dicey second term. Think about it. Even the venerable Ronald Reagan had his second term issues, like the Iran-Contra scandal. Remember that? That was a big deal, right? That was a very, very big scandal for one of my heroes, Ronald Reagan. It's now evident, as you've seen, it's now completely evident that President Obama will not be an exception to this ignominious trend. He's certainly having his issues in his second term. So we wanted to know what our small business audience thought about how what's quickly become a whole gaggle of scandals. I initially, you know, earlier on, I called it a trifecta of scandals, but now there's four or five of them, right? All bam, bam, bam. One, almost like one a week for the Obama administration. So we ask our audience a couple of weeks ago, we asked this question: what do you think about the numerous scandals the Obama administration is facing? You know, what do you think? The questions we asked was the answers that they could ask. Answer was basically, do you, is it something that happens to all presidents? Nobody can get around it, or is it something that was more the making of the president? Well, less than one in five of our respondents said it was just politics, or that it was a Republican witch hunt. That was a couple of the options they had. Only less than 20% said that, but the remaining number, about 82%. Laid the problems right at the president's feet. They basically said this is something that he's created himself. So 8 out of 10 of our respondents believe that the scandals are of the president's doing. He has had some influence in causing them. You remember the Watergate scandal? Many of you will. I certainly do. If you're, depending on how old you are, if you're probably over 50, you might need to be over 50 if you remember the Watergate scandals. But certainly you've probably studied about them. You know that it was that led to him resigning, to President Nixon resigning. The only president in the world, in the history of the United States, I should say, to resign, and it was associated with his reelection. His 1972 re-election, the Watergate scandal was. You know, people called Reagan and Bill Clinton, who also had a lot of his issues in his second group, right? His second term, right? They called Reagan and Bill Clinton a lot of names, but I don't remember anyone comparing either one of those guys to Nixon. There's one thing that makes Obama's scandals different from those of Reagan and Clinton. They all seem to be associated with his reelection, and it's not good when the president, for a president, when political thought leaders and members of the media, including those who are in no way aligned with the Republican Party, when they start invoking the name Nixon or the term Nixonian when discussing what we're learning about Obama scandals. That's happening, folks. People, as I say, they never called Reagan Nixon. They never called Clinton Nixon. The Democrats or the Republicans, either one called the opposing president by that name. But they're actually, you've heard media types Not just Fox on Fox News invoke the name of Nixon when they're talking about these Obama scandals. That's not good for the president, folks. You know, amid Reagan's second term scandals, he accomplished many things, including landmark tax reform. Even the Lewinsky scandal of Clinton's second term didn't prevent him from negotiating landmark welfare reform. Did all that in the middle of his second term. Obama's scandals are very serious, but he won't be impeached. Then nothing will happen that will cause him to be impeached, nor will he resign. He'll be here the whole 4 years. But he does have almost four years left in his second term, and the more scandals unfold, the sound, the smell, and the look, the more they look Nixonian, the less he will be able to accomplish any of his goals or secure a desirable legacy. Regardless of whatever he's done before, in my opinion, what the President Obama's legacy, what we will think of him in 10 or 20 years, I believe, will be because of what happens from this moment forward. The key to Obama's legacy, based on, and if you follow the polls at all, based on what's going on and the way people feel about him, whatever we think about Obama, whatever the books write about Obama 10, 20 years from now, will be what happens, how he handles himself, how he deals with what's going on right now from this moment forward. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Because I want girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.